secret of a successful beer is advertising.
Thanks. This is the Very Hot and Loud Perfect Pour.
Man, sensitive.
Wow.
Whoa. Welcome to Four. It's a Beer Geek Show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks.
Nerds.
Nerds.
So that's what we're doing now.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Well, the next, who knows how long this is going to be? The next hour to 2 hours? Hopefully not.
45.
We got things
30.
To do.
Well, yeah, well, we're going to be talking about some beer releases that we should all look out for. Going to be giving cheers to various cool beer people, listeners of this show are going to call us and suggest content that we should discuss or tell us about their beer games. And we're also going to talk about a little bit of beer news and what was going down our we had a very tiny tailgate. It's a holiday week. It's, I hope you guys had a great 4th. Wasn't the 4th great, guys?
It was wonderful.
Oh, yay, man. Fireworks.
All those beers, all the exchanging of beers. I'm sure I convinced several people to change over their beer, Bud Light ways.
And you had some converts over the weekend?
Well, 4th of July is always one of those great times to try to convert people. At least get them into the lagers. This is the... although not necessarily a fan of lagers, I do appreciate that like all major craft brewers now have their lager version, and that's the best beer. There's no better craft beer than someone's lager to give to a person that's not a beer geek and be like, here, you probably will enjoy this. You at least will not you at least won't detest this. Like if I just throw them an IPA. A regular person's gonna be like, that's, I don't know. This is why I don't like craft beer. But if I give them a give them a lager, they'll be like, oh, okay, this is beer. This is beer I'm used to having. Okay, maybe I can have craft beer.
Yes, indie lager.
Indie lagers. It's the year of the indie lager.
Did some shopping before the old 4th of July. I noticed there were some holes in them shelves.
Oh.
I'm thinking...
Lager holes?
Lager holes.
We got lager holes!
I'm thinking the beer was on sale. I think the lagers are going
on
sale.
Oh, lager sale. 4th of July lager sale.
Ooh.
This would have been really good if this would have, if I had set this up as a lager, but I didn't know I was going to be talking about lagers there. So,
so here's an IPA.
You always so talk about lagers.
Here's a, you're always, every damn week, lagers, lagers, lagers. This is a double IPA. Naturia from the Garage Boys from Unsung Brewing Company. Pass it around going from left to right of your podcast style. I'm sure you recognize that was a 16-ounce opening.
Is that a Helmet reference?
I know. Great, great album. To die on song would really
bring you down.
That's what it would. It would bring me down. Hmm. This has been in there a little bit. So, and it's whatever defend, not that necessarily needs defending, but it's been sitting in there for a while.
Tastes like a lager.
No, it says resinous hop flower. And I think it is both of those things. It's resinous and it tastes like flowers. So,
poop. One of those flowery IPAs.
Poop flowers.
It's very Portlandy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Unsung's, I'm going to assume they're LA, but.
Riot Spray.
Where is Unsung from? Riot Spray!
When I was younger, I used to not like things, and now I like a lot of things.
That one doesn't really say.
Hmm. Unsung, you need to work on your location marketing.
Unlisted.
Brewed by Unsung Brewing Company in Tustin.
Yep, L.A.
California.
Tustin.
Tustin.
One is that of, south
one
of Anaheim?
Of the 100 L.A. towns. 100. Yeah, I might be underestimating.
We're called actually. Tustin.
Tustin. Okay. Tustin.
Are you saying Justin? No, Tustin.
We shall call this Tustin. Wow. Or we could just call it L.A. No, Tustin.
Tustin.
I think it's pretty good for being an old, being a little bit old,
mm-hmm.
and being that being an 8-something%.
It'll get you drunk.
Get you going. So what's going on in the culture? Your culture back.
Kentucky signed a House bill number 136 allowing patrons or people or whomever, anybody that's over 21.
Our patrons, the Golden Gods?
They are allowing them to purchase up to 31 gallons, that's one barrel, that's of barrel. Beer.
Beer.
Ooh, we could just go in and buy 31 gallons of beer.
Yeah, so this news article was also attached to Against the Grain. And it seems like they're one of the first ones to take up on this, saying that you can now purchase 5 gallons or 15 gallons of their core beers.
Core beers. Have our lager.
I can't have a variant, a limited release, 32 gallons of
Do you
a
like
limited.
Wheat beer?
I believe they did say
wheat.
The only one probably that you guys would care about, there was the Citra Ass Down.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've had, I've had a somebody's Citra Ass Down.
Yeah, I think there's another one out there. I think
Fig Tree has that.
What's it? Isn't it the Kuya?
Okay. Kuya might have one,
I think, too. They have that. But, Against the Grain has one. But,
right. Yeah, the Fig Tree has the brown note. Several Against the Grains. Yes. Oh, the brown note. Yeah. I bought producer Becky the brown note several times.
So what was her take on that label art?
She wasn't completely disgusted. It was a bit like she could just pour the beer out and then throw the can away real quick. She didn't have to look at the can. The beer is fine. She enjoyed the beer. Fine.
Well, they're plastic shrink wraps, so you probably could have just cut the labels off.
Sharpied them back in.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. But yeah, so I can't say that I've ever really just gone out and said, I need a keg of beer. I probably drink that much, but I'm happy
every day.
I feel happy that people now have the ability to do this. It means, you know, the kegerator guy, his sales are just going through the roof now. Everybody's going to have a beer meister. They're just going to
door to door kegerator guy.
They're going to take out their dishwasher and just put a beer meister in.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Same size hole. That's fine.
Yeah. Same hole. And the first time the wife's like using a thing, she's rinsing off dishes and like, mm-hmm. honey, these aren't getting the dishes very clean.
Then I put them in the cabinet below and they're still dirty.
They stink.
And this next article leads me to believe that it was a slow news week.
It was. I mean, we had all that 4th of July fun.
The lawsuit filed earlier this week in California against California Brew Alliance, which advertises, markets, and distributes and sells the Kona brand. So basically, there is a class action lawsuit against Kona because their bottled beer is not brewed in Hawaii. Draft is, but
okay, the bottles are made.
So bottles are brewed in Oregon, Washington State, New Hampshire, and Tennessee. And they strictly cite that brewing bottled beer, which is their main export, it has a cleaner or less of a carbon footprint if it's brewed in the States and distributed to where it needs to go versus them brewing it in Hawaii and then shipping it on, you know, shipping it over to the States.
Right.
So that's one part of the argument. And then the other part of the argument is like, look at the label. We never advertised that the bottles were made in Hawaii. So I didn't know if that change your guys' attitude at all? I mean,
if it doesn't say that it was brewed in
Hawaii. We're not saying it.
Yeah.
So it does on the bottle, it does not say brewed in Hawaii.
The lawsuit says consumers purchased Kona beer because they believed it came from Hawaii. The lawsuit says craft brews advertising and labeling is deceptive, but nowhere on the bottle apparently it says that made. This beer was made in Hawaii or not made in Hawaii.
Probably not brewed in Hawaii.
Not brewed in Hawaii.
So
all I know is those Fire Rock. Last time I stayed in, it's been a while now, but stayed in Hanalei Bay and on Kauai, and those drinking those Fire Rocks pails like crazy, and they were delicious. But this was probably 10 years ago now.
Oh, man.
Before you came.
Those used to be in Dorktown. Staple was Fire Rock, a 12-pack of Fire Rocks.
So, but yeah, so I just feel that, you know, people that have time to create lawsuits about, I didn't know better, so you should feel punished about this. So.
Yeah. It's a little like, I don't know, like, it's a, is it somebody that competes with them or something? It feels like it's somebody that's like their rival. So they're like,
yeah, I mean, it's, I know at least in California, if it's brewed by somewhere else or somewhere else, depending how your contract is, you at least put the geographical location, but it could still be, like I said, depends on the contract. Like at least with us with Tioga, if you look at the Golden Ale cans, it says brewed by Tioga Sequoia and Bakersfield. Obviously we're in Fresno. So, I mean, we do have that distinction, but the product is signed off by the brewmaster saying that this is the same quality of product that we would put out ourselves if we had the space. So contracting is definitely a thing. I mean, there was a well-known time where Russian River had some Pliny made by Firestone.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole rumor that, ain't no Firestone made by Gordon Biersch. And so
just a rumor.
People from all levels do it, but apparently when it's Hawaii, you just kind of fuck everything up.
Evildoers.
Yeah. And this...
trying to trick us.
This next one kind of upsets me. It seems like when people pick up distribution, they either go north of us or south of us.
Completely around us.
Who passed this up this time?
So Beechwood has signed with Stone Distributing. And they kind of set a projection goal for sales, and they were kind of getting to the end of it, and then now they signed with Stone. They said, now we've gone way past our projected footprint or sales goals and stuff like that, saying that all the random kegs that end up in Fresno or wherever just are going to disappear because they're all going to go down south.
Damn it.
But they did say that most of their inventory is sold within 50 miles of the brewery. Huh. That it doesn't even have a chance to make it that much further. Okay. But so now Stone Distributing is going to help them take over the help Southern California. Bring it to
Fresno. Yeah. We're going to help you keep it out of Fresno.
Yeah. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for breaking our hearts.
Yeah. So hopefully the brother has something a little bit more upbeat than what I just let you guys down with.
Oh, sure.
Because that was Beechwood was one, maybe our number one ranking. Next brewery we want to get distributed in Fresno brewery. Mm-hmm. And now that's not going to happen. This
way
sucks.
To go. Did we jinx it?
We jinxed it.
Do we have the Dorktown jinx factor?
Maybe. Uh-oh.
Mm.
Oh, I heard that. That was Fridge Mike, guys.
Ooh, that
was hot. And Nick, what's going on in the culture?
Naked Crowlers.
Oh, Naked Crowlers.
Sorry, that's a different topic.
I love gold.
This beer is especially for Mikey.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Give you a second pour. So this is the Slurp Juice Art Hop release from Tioga.
Ha-ha-ha.
It is
exclusive beer.
It is a Northeast IPA. And
wow, it is cloudy.
It features the Enigma hops. That same hop that Matt Vaught used. He used the Enigma hops.
Called it Enigma.
So.
Wow. I cannot see light, will not shine through it. I'm trying to look up at the light and I can't see it.
It is also blocking. My retinas are burning.
If you need something to block your windows out, you could use this. I don't know how you could do that. Maybe put a fish tank up against your window and then fill it with this.
So this beer has about a week on it now. We kegged it and it came out super hot, where it had some hot bite to it, but it's smoothed way out. It's all pillowy now.
Oh, good. But, I was hoping for that.
It's pillowy. It's got a little bite.
Just a little bit. I mean, compared to the other two beers we've had, yeah.
Yeah, we had, I don't know if we mentioned on the tailgate, we had a Genesee. Did I talk about that? And it was from the oldest brewer in New York. Donated to the show by XL Perro. Founded, it was at 1878?
Yeah, I think it said 1878.
1878.
Genesee Cream Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Cream Ale. 1878, man.
These cans are old.
Yeah. I didn't know they had cans then. Ball was around. Well, Ball probably was around making jars or whatever.
Ball jar beers.
Ball jar beers. Oh, wait. What are we talking about, guys? Sorry. I don't
know. Okay. Culture.
This pillowy juiceness.
Juiceness. The juice is loose. Nope, that's somebody else's tagline.
What, Nick doesn't want more of this? Super hazy, bro.
I know it's weird, but you guys can have it.
There'll probably be a point in the show where we'll have
slurp.
Something.
Like to slurp, Nick.
I'm feeling generous. I'll let you guys have the rest of that.
There'll probably be a point in the show where he'll have something, and he'll go back to this, even though it's not exactly what he wants, but he's like, oh, this is better than that other thing I just had.
that'll be at the end of the show when all the other beers are hot, and that's still cold, and I just need something to drink.
Nick.
What?
What's happening?
What? Okay, well, speaking of XL, coming to you from the Porum.
The Porum, the private Facebook group.
Sometimes you see something and you,
poor listeners.
You think to yourself, am I living my life correctly? And I think I've never had the need nor the opportunity to buy a pallet of beer.
You've never had the need, really? I understand opportunity, but...
I mean, you know,
need
mixed six packs is the way to go, right? If you get a pallet, I mean, can you get six mixed pallets of beer?
True.
So somewhere in the Midwest, Peoria, Illinois, Bush Light, crack one open just in time for 4th of July. At a savings of $393, you can buy a pallet, which is 78 cases of Busch beer for $932.10.
Busch. Wow.
And it says plus tax, but it doesn't say anything about CRV. In case
you're running a minor league ballpark, you need to get some beer.
Oh, no, these are not for resale, sir.
Oh.
These are for personal consumption.
You have to use it for personal use only. Yes. Wow. How are they going to check that?
Oh, they have ways. Uh-huh. They have the enjoy by police are a little slow right now.
So. It's not like Kurt, like when you go to some, you know, little mom and pop restaurant and it's like Kirkland water and all these Kirkland products and then Kirkland everywhere. Yes. And you're like, gee, I wonder where you shop.
This coffee tastes familiar. Where do you get it?
Oh, this place, specialties place mm-hmm. for a restaurant special.
Oh, it's
special?
A private reserve roast we have specially made for us.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So that's happening in the world. Pallets, not just cases.
Pallets of beer. For sale. How do they get it out of there?
Bring your BFT. Your big fucking truck.
my forklift, I just bring it from home, drive it down there.
Yeah, drive the forklift
Madeira,
down.
You could do that in Madeira. You could drive your forklift is down that there.
The equivalent of a golf cart, like
yeah,
in the,
yeah. In Madeira, the Madeira, your riding lawnmower is perfectly fine for transportation.
I feel like if you're willing to buy 78 cases of beer, you probably are not worried about how you're getting it back.
Not you're not worried about how you look.
I think
to
that
the
strategy is already sorted.
You might have to reposition one of your light bars, is what Matt's trying to say, but.
Honey, it looks like Bill's got himself another pallet of beer. Stop looking at the neighbors. Well, he's got a pallet of beer sitting on the lawn. How am I not going to look at it?
Not to mention that. Where do you keep it once you get it home? How many beer fridges do you have?
Yeah, I think somebody buying a pallet of that isn't worried about keeping it refrigerated too much. Just put it on the back porch.
They had a truckload of ice delivered and just dumped it on the front lawn.
Put it on the porch. That's enough.
If you split it clever enough, you could probably make a couple of chairs and a coffee table out of it.
Make a throne.
Make your own epic Game of Thrones grocery store display.
Yeah. Yep. Just make your own furniture and you slowly drink it.
Ooh.
You reimagine it after so often.
Oh, so the garage has been converted into a cold box.
Yep.
Oh, we can't afford a new couch, but we can afford a pallet of beer. This is important, honey.
Watch this. I'm going to rearrange it. You have your new couch in no time.
I mean, if you knew how much beer you were going to buy in the year, and you were able to just buy it up front and save money, I mean,
you're like, you know what? I'm going to drink a pallet of Busch.
Busch.
Might as well buy it now. What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm saving money, honey.
You know,
$332 to be exact.
You know, I couldn't. There are certain things I could. You know, I could probably buy a 20 pack of underwear and be pretty safe that I'll get through all of those. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about one brand of beer. I feel like that'd be the way I'd buy it and be
an actual good beer that would be just like
a pallet of Pliny.
Yeah. Even I'm thinking about that. Like even a pallet of Pliny, I might be like. Okay, mm-hmm. I get it, Pliny. Okay.
The rest would go old before you got to.
Yeah.
It's like where you finally break down and you buy a pair of pants and then it's like 85 degrees for the next 6 months. And you're just like, oh, well, I'll wear these next winter.
I have pants. I have many pants to wear, though.
I have all these pants.
Damn it. Anyways, else, Nick?
All right. So, I will be on a little adventure this weekend.
Ooh.
We are doing the Tiki Bike Bar. Hmm? Fresno's one and only mobile bar.
Oh, okay.
It does exist.
It does exist. It's working again.
I wasn't putting together the bike thing. I thought it was a real bar. I was like,
yes.
Where's the tiki bar in Fresno?
Polynesian themed bicycle bar.
Nice. You guys rented it?
Yep, we rented it. So here's where the hypothetical comes in. You're allowed 24 ounces of beer.
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking?
Each person?
Each person, yeah.
24 ounces. Mm-hmm. They're checking the ounces.
So they're checking the ounces. They will be verified.
So 116.
No 40s.
No 40s.
Ooh.
Cannot do a 40.
Tall boy.
You could do a tall boy, a pint, or 2 12-ounce beers.
2 12-ers. I'm going to go 2 12-ers.
So what's your strategy now? Because you're going to be stopping at other bars along the way. Mm-hmm. You get to
choose your own adventure. Is that the duration of the time or just at one time you can just have... Up to 24 ounces at one time sitting in front of you.
That I will have to look into.
Yeah, come on.
Can
I store some in my backpack? Because I've got a specially lined backpack.
You could enter and leave with closed product, but once it's open, it has to be consumed while you're on
the bike. So is they saying that rule is open, 24 ounces of opened beer?
No, you can. You could sit there with 24 ounces closed, and you could leave there with 24 ounces closed. But if you crack one open, it has to be dumped or drank sitting there.
Right.
It cannot leave.
But, like, can I have more ounces in my backpack, but 24 ounces in front of me, but more ounces in my backpack.
I don't think they're going to check your bag.
Well, yeah. See, I think because they will holster your beverage for you in their ice chest. So I wonder if it's a limit, a size limitation. Hmm. Like they're trying to say,
if it can't go in this chest, then we're full up.
I mean, it's, you know, the amount of time it takes you to drink a beer and the amount of time that you're probably on that bike, if you're just bar hopping, there's not a lot.
They're like, come on, guys, how much freaking beer do you need in between bars?
Yeah. I can understand it if
spend an hour on the phone with the people. All right, so here's another scenario for you, Tiki Bar Bike Guy. So, the guy walks up. He's walking on the street. He's like, "Hey, man, here, have some beer." And I take a couple cats from him. Is that allowed?
It was closed when he gave it to me.
It was closed.
What do you expect?
God.
So I have some research to do over here.
Yeah. Or you could be what if you're one of those chuggers, those craft beer chuggers.
Oh,
they could chug a lot more than 24 ounces in between bars.
But so that's the other thing. If you're bar hopping, do you need more than that?
You need more.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to be completely obliterated, barely human by the time you're done with that bike tour. Just almost not able to communicate with the outside world.
All right, so two parabolas is the right answer then.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't quite specify the ABV.
I don't think there's an ABV limit.
Dummies. They don't know what they got.
I'll just bring this Utopias. No big deal.
It's not a big deal.
I drank 2 ounces out of it, so now it's 22 ounces.
Yep.
Cool. So, you've got a lot of thinking. I hope you worry about this for the next several days.
I've been planning this.
These ounces thing is getting me. Nick, what's going on? The ounces with this bike.
Yeah. Well, see, my first thought was, okay, two of the highest ABV beers I could find. But maybe I should
high
do
ABV.
Maybe I should do one high and one medium because we will be stopping. Or do I want two sessions? Sorry. What's going on?
They're just listening to your password.
Don't hear my password.
Click, 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 click.
Everybody uses that code.
It's amazing. I got the same password on my luggage.
Nobody uses this.
It's true.
Wow. Yeah. Having a good time?
We're having a great time.
It's a great time. You liking that hazy beer, Nick?
Waiting for more, can I?
Waiting for more, huh?
Bring more it's right hazies, there by please. You. Oh, is that what that is? Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Oh, man,
here it is. Get ready. Buckle up. It's either your favorite segment of the show or your least favorite segment of the show.
The part where you start hitting the 15-second ahead button.
Yep. It's either that or you're just like, yes, the voicemails. I want the voicemails. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of shows. That includes the Perfect Pour. You can also email us voicemails. You can record it on your phone and email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And you can just email us things, too. We've got some actual just emails here. I'm browsing, and I can see legitimate emails. And let's tackle a couple of those emails first. This one's from Albert. Hey guys, I'm emailing.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, he said he's still too nervous to call. He's been listening for a while now, maybe a year or so. Just became a golden god. Yeah, he did. I saw him bump it up too. He bumped it up a couple bucks. Don't think I didn't see that.
Nope.
He's absolutely enjoying it more now. For my first meal email, I decided to let you know about my latest brewery experience. The wife dragged me to the Palm Coast here in Florida to go see her sister and brother-in-law. I decided to make the best of it and find some breweries while I was up there. Heck yeah. It's the best thing about traveling is, like, what's the craft beer scene?
Mm-hmm.
Hit up Ormond Brewing first. Love the setup, tucked away in a little industrial area. I had a flight of IPAs, solid selection of beers, nothing crazy. The star of the bar may have been the Dude Gone Nuts, which is their milk stout. Hints of peanut butter on the front end and great chocolate flavor throughout. Really good beer. Cheers to that one. Next, I decided to head up to Moon River Brewing right in Palm Coast. They just opened their doors to the public. Had an IPA. It was decent. Simple IPA, hoppy. But again, the winner was their stout called the Dark Prince. Rich and creamy, real good. Going to try to make a habit of this. Just visit more and more breweries when I head out of town and then email you guys about it. Maybe call you guys. Maybe call a show one day. Got to earn my rep badge of honor. Till then, keep up the good work. It's Al Green in the Pizzle. That's Port St. Lucie. Good job, man. Port St. Lucie, Florida. So you Florida reps, there's Albert. He's roaming around there, just being down low, being on the DL.
Man, I don't even have a badge of honor. Where do I get that?
I didn't get anything.
Where's my badge?
Cheers, Albert.
Does Untap give you that?
Does Untap give you that badge? And I think there's one more regular email. Unless I'm seeing things wrong.
Just look at all those emails that
look
we have.
Look at them all.
You just have to filter through
this
them all.
This is from Bradley Smith, and I think get your moleskin out, Nick.
Ooh.
You're going to need some double checking.
Get my quill.
I just wanted to see if I am still the Ohio rep. No, you've been voted out!
When did we do? Why
no,
did we? Who
we
did
didn't.
That?
No. Of course you are. We're double check Bradley, Ohio rep. Do we have a Ohio rep down there?
I have Brad S.
There we go. I haven't been able to be as active as I would like to have been, but that will change going forward. I enjoy the podcast and would be happy to help fellow listeners with questions about the Ohio independent beer scene. Keep up the good work, guys. And he's on Instagram as BHMF109. There you go. Contact Bradley if you're in Ohio. You like need some Ohio repping. And I'll get that on the page, rep page, as soon as I can. PerfectPourPod.com/REPS. And now let's get into some voicemails. And the first one will take its time loading up and be from, let's see. Who's your guess? Who's your guess? Who do you think it's from?
Colorado.
Sure.
Hey, it's Colin and Janine.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is Saturday.
You're right.
We are calling from Locavore Beer Works. It's a beer brewery in Littleton.
Yep.
And they are having Freedom Fest.
Yeah, yeah. America, freedom.
Freedom. Fuck yeah.
America.
We're having some awesome beers here.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
We have some really good beers. We're here with our friends from Littleton, who we were in Steamboat with last weekend. We want to talk a little bit about SKA, because you asked us. So,
yeah,
I really like SKA.
Bro.
I've been to SKA. It's like an 6-hour drive away.
It's way too far to drive.
Colin doesn't like long car rides. He doesn't like a car ride that's over 3 hours.
You don't
have
air conditioning?
We haven't gone there together. I went there BC. That's before Colin.
Ooh.
And I really liked it. But
that's when her life sucked.
But they didn't have a hazy IPA, and I'm really, really, really into hazies right now. So that's why I haven't checked in a lot of SKA. But just because of you, I bought 2 SKA beers this weekend.
Ooh.
And I'm going to check on them, and I'm going to tell
look,
you guys.
Look, we're raising SKA's sales.
That's so, right.
Here we go.
And
so on the front of Nick, I know you really want to see a sandwich shop that's also a brewery.
Yes.
We have one. It just finally opened. It's called the Grateful Gnome Brewery and Sandwich Shop. And we haven't been there yet, but because of your fascination with the sandwich shop and brewery thing, I think we're going to have to go down there and check it out.
You must.
They had a long time getting open because they had, like,
had to make sandwiches
on their roof when they were during construction.
It takes a long time.
It fucked them up for, like, 3 months. And just, it's amazing they got
three
open.
3 months is
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, Nick, you can relate to that, right? Good.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Fuck ups with construction and stuff.
So no, bad. What?
But, so we're going to check that place out. It should be nice.
Yes, it
nice.
Should be nice.
Oh, we saw a big old trailer with Scotty B's name on it.
Oh, yeah, we posted it on the forum. Oh, no. It was like 1-800-SCOTTY-B. So I agree that you need to call that number this week.
1-800-SCOTTY-B.
Oh, yeah, right. Call
we might
it.
Have to
see,
do
see
that.
What's going on.
Should we order a pizza and be like...
Yeah, order a pizza. With pineapple.
Oh!
Anyways,
so that shit.
Here wow. at the Freedom Fest, we've had some...
Lagers.
A double IPA.
Lager. We had a double, hazy IPA. Double IPA. We had a Lily Not Hammer, so which citrus. Is an IPA.
Yep.
I had a Berliner Weiss.
Hurry up, I got to call 1-800. It's got to be.
Good,
hurry up.
I'm becoming itching. Disenchanted with the sours. And
it's very sour.
I've never been enchanted with the sours.
Nice.
And keep up the good work,
only
guys.
Only never team.
Good night.
Good night.
Good. Did they say good night?
That's what it sounded like. Colin said. Colin yes. said goodnight. That's all I'm saying. All right, here all we right. go. I'm what's going to happen. 1-800. Why not? I should be able to hear the 1-800. Let's see. Let's see if I can figure out Scotty B here. All right. It's 1-800-726-8892, just so you know. See what happens. God, I hope it actually answers. What's happening? Is it just ring? This it should pick up. At the, right now, it should pick up. Oh. It's forwarding. It called forwarded. It just called forwarded. It's still. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you for calling Night Transport. If you're hearing this message, you've either reached us after hours or all our representatives are busy on the phone. Oh. For a dial by
a
name directory,
company.
Dial 411. Or for accounting, dial 510.
I don't need accounting.
For company driver dispatch, dial 520. For the truck repair shop, dial 530.
Oh.
For sales.
Oh, shit. There can't be anyone there.
It changed.
That was an invalid entry.
Screw you, lady. All right. So it's a trucking company.
Dang it.
Big deal.
Not Scotty B. No, he will not be Ubering in a big rig.
He just, you see what he just hacked an automated phone system. I saw it there. He's hitting all these buttons.
He knows the back.
Because there back was doors. On the forum, I don't think everyone saw this. There was a picture. They saw a 18-wheeler, and the rig was it had big 1-800 Scotty B. Call 1-800 Scotty B. And so there we go. We actually called it. We did it. We did a thing. And. Email, voicemails. Shh, don't. Everyone stay quiet.
Hey guys, it's Bobby and Carly from Whidbey Island, Washington, calling in to just say hello. It's been a while. And
the bouillets.
Catch up on some things.
I thought
right
you were supposed
now,
to
I'm
be
drinking
in Sacramento.
Up some three magnets from Olympia, Washington. And I know you guys got a call from John in Long Beach who said he's going to be in Seattle next week. And we had a couple of recommendations just in case no one else speaks up. My favorite in Seattle is definitely Reuben's. Mm-hmm. And there's also Fremont, which is in, I believe, the Queen Anne's area.
Fremont,
or maybe its own district,
bit, yeah.
Fremont. I'm not sure. And Carly wants to put in her 2 cents on this as well.
Yeah, Reuben's, anything, the bits and bobs, the crikey, pretty much... You're good to go with Reuben's, and Holy Mountain is in the
Holy
Queen Anne
water.
Neighborhood, and
it's crushing me.
Yeah, that's a good go-to as well. But Fremont's on the water, They're pretty busy all the time, but they're kind of a Seattle classic too.
So yeah, Reuben's is good. They usually have about 20 some beers on tap, and there's also two or three other breweries in that area. But they're not far and few between. There's definitely quite a few around there. You can go to, I hear West Seattle Brewery is really good as well if you want to go for a smaller type kind of place. Something else I wanted to hit up on, 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, you guys were doing Led Zeppelin beer puns, and yes. You said maybe the next one should be Beatles beer puns.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got a couple for you.
You ready?
All right.
So the first one would be Porter Lane. Right. Penny Lane. That's good.
All right.
8 Haze a week.
Yes.
Get Black IPA. Hey Brute.
Get Black IPA.
Hey Brute.
Twist and Brute. Stout.
Okay.
Twist and Stout. I want to hold your cans. I just thought that one was funny. That's pretty much it. Other than this weekend, keep you guys updated. And anyone who's listening in the Washington area, I will be pouring beer in the Seattle International Beer Festival.
There's your earworm for where yet.
But if anyone wants to come say hello, I will be pouring beer. I'll probably be wearing a camo hat jeans and a t-shirt. So come say hello. And yeah.
That ought to be easy to find.
Yeah, that should be easy to find up here. Camo hat and jeans and t-shirt. But yeah, come say hello. And keep up the good work.
Hello. Bye, guys. Bye, kids.
I'm looking for Bobby.
Okay, how would you describe it?
I swear I swear they said they're going to move to Sacramento.
They were.
Sounds like.
Or was that just a visit?
Sounds like they're pretty dug into Washington to me.
Because I remember they were on the 80 the same exact time Paul was on
Paul
the
80s. They're on, both on the 80 calls.
Leaving voicemails.
Is that guy leaving a voicemail over there in that car?
If he hangs up in 3 minutes, we know.
Thanks, guys.
So first of all, why the hell do all the hazies get the cool names?
They still do. Wow.
You get splooged on?
I just got splooged on.
And congratulations on I Want to Hold Your Can. That's
your cans.
I don't think I could top that.
Yeah, come on. You can do it, Nick.
Oh, challenge accepted.
A new beer has been opened from left to right of the podcast.
I do thank them for playing along. 12-ounce
open.
12-ounce. Half of your ration on the beer bike.
Yep. And what do we got, Nick?
Something sweet.
Patsy Boy? Pastry Boy. Double Milk Stout with graham crackers, lactose, cinnamon, and vanilla.
Yep. All those things you said are in here.
This is... What does that symbol mean?
I believe this is from the Beer Father from Beer with Friends podcast.
Mars Community Brewing. It says Beer Farter.
Beer Farter.
Beer farter. My mom and my dad.
My mom and my dad said...
Louis wants some, too.
I'd be a good son someday.
Your maja and your faja?
It's pretty good.
Thank you for keeping...
I don't think Matt's going to like this.
Cinnamon's low.
There's a little spice, a little bit.
No, I don't mind spice. I love cinnamon. I love cinnamon. I don't like sweet. So
the aroma sucks, but the flavor's awesome.
But you don't like allspice.
Depends how it's used.
Now, if it's used in pumpkin beer, no, you don't like it.
Don't like it.
To me, this is what a cinnamon roll would taste like to me.
It is definitely.
This?
Definitely. I'm getting, now they said it, I'm getting cinnamon roll.
Yeah, the cinnamon between the roll and then the frosting on top.
Oh, that's where it goes.
Yeah. Oh, cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon. It's more cinnamon toast than cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
There's the roasty from the malts.
There's a burnt toast.
So there. It's not like a swirled bread with cinnamon on it. It's more like a piece of bread with cinnamon on it.
Exactly. Got it.
Piece of bread with cinnamon swirled on it.
Yes.
Yeah, way different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally yeah. Got it.
Like if you took the cereal and put it in the oven, that's what it'd be like.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
So, because you don't put cinnamon rolls in the oven.
Mm-mm.
No,
mm-mm.
Not at all. Got it.
You got to have that crunchy.
you're making these hardness. Things seem totally different. I can understand
They're
it.
They're very different.
Very different.
Super different.
A roll is pillowy, much like your hazy IPAs, whereas cinnamon toast is.
Hey, Perfect
hard.
Pour, aka yeah. Joanne here. I just wanted to give a little update.
Hi, Joanne.
About what Nick was talking about in culture with the juice machine from Treehouse. So a couple weeks ago, Janine hit me up on Untappd to see if I did live.
Is
close
she calling
to Treehouse,
from the
1930s? Which I do, about 30 minutes away, and want to know if I wanted to do a trade. I don't head up there often, but I decided she kind of kicked me in the pants, and I was like, you know what? I should go over there more often. So yeah. I went that week, and they put on their website what they have available for each day. So I'm in line thinking I only have, you know, like these four beers to choose from. And I'm in line for about a little over an hour.
Wow.
And we get to the doors, and there's like seven available beers, which one of them just happened to be freaking Juice Machine, which I was so excited about.
Yo, guys, Juice Machine, they got it!
Two pants per person.
Two pants per person?
And that was it. And right when I got home, I cracked one open, and it was so freaking delicious.
What?
Which I also just cracked the other one open right now.
Ooh.
So good.
That was very chewy.
So juicy. It has a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of an alcohol note at the end, but it's freaking ridiculous. Not $60 ridiculous for sure, but so good. So I was just
could have made so much money off that
day that they started releasing them that week for a few days that week until they ran out. So that was really awesome. But that's it. And then they were done with them, and who knows when they'll release them again. But I'm really glad I was able to get my hands on a few cans, which was pretty great. That's pretty much it, guys.
That's pretty great when you get hands on cans.
we're teenagers, aren't
Which
we?
Is pretty great. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you. Good
please,
call. Good
yeah,
call.
Yeah, please, more jazz in the background when you call.
Yeah, more mellow 30s jazz.
It was a hand crank record player.
only does. Oh man, she's juicing in one hand, cranking in the other.
It only plays 78s.
Nice. That's the ultimate hipster move, is you bring your own phonograph
what
to the brewery.
What a little perfect poetry to be here, and guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing,
I'm
Joe?
I'm doing nothing. I'm fucking working. Just like everybody else, Holmes. It's Tuesday. I totally forgot that you mentioned to call in earlier because of the holiday. Good thing I remembered. Because I was talking to people about the Perfect Pour podcast. That's,
really?
That's how I remembered, Holmes.
I'm interested.
Yeah, and my voice might sound a little bit like Barry White. Never gonna give you up. No matter how much I need you. Never gonna give you up. No matter how much. Anyways, have an array of delicious beers at home. Haven't really been able to enjoy them. This stupid cold has ruined my palate. I've tried drinking a couple
that.
Hazy
IPAs. That's the
IPAs,
worst thing about a cold.
And they all fucking taste like Sunny D Light, which is disgusting to me, Holmes. Growing up on Sunny D, you guys grew up on Sunny D. You know how that shit tastes.
Yeah.
Disgusting, Holmes. It's just like Tampico. Tampico's like the ghetto version of fucking Sunny D Light. Anyways, Holmes, one beer that I did drink before I got hit with this stupid cold was Back to the Filter, Cryo Brewing.
From Greg from SC Brewing. Or not Greg,
AKA
from Brian.
Brian Beagle, Sore Eye Suds of San Diego Beer Talk Radio, Holmes. I got to get a 4-pack sent to me by
what?
Him. By his
four
majesty
pack.
Himself.
Did you get that?
Amazing beer, delicious.
Did you get some of that?
I love
Matt
the way
it didn't send it to us. Did Greg
all comes
give you
together.
That?
Check my review on Untappd,
that
y'all.
Beer, guys.
Also, a lot of talk about GABF this is making me want to go, Holmes. But, you know, what I did is I went online and I looked at some pictures. I don't see no Latinos there, man. It's all like real American heroes, you know? And will I feel awkward there? Will I stick out like a sore thumb, Holmes? I don't know.
Where was he talking about?
Guess what? I'm going to try to pull one off and try to be there. It is, I know, Colorado. Greg and Brian and Stella from Misty Beer Talk are going. I think Fontana Jim is also going. Sounds like an ultimate get it to me, Holmes. And that would be perfect to be at, you know? anybody else that's going to GABF, there's a GABF hotline on Twitter, on the DMs. Hit me up and I'll add you to it. This is where you get all the information of where you hang out, Holmes,
where
and
who to
hook
you
up with us for like a one-nighter or a quickie, a quick drink, Holmes. Don't be fucking sick, perverted people, Holmes. I'm talking about a quickie beer, you know?
Sure.
Hanging out. I say, like, get it, Holmes. Orale. If I remember anything else, I'll give you a call. My mind is full of Dayquil, and my nose is clogged with mocos. I say, orale, chew your beer. That's it, Holmes. Love you guys. Love everybody. Just, you know, I thought IPAs would help with this, and it doesn't. There's no fucking vitamin C in these
beers. They missed last word.
Orale. I thought IPAs beer, and I'm would help. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you.
He needs to go straight to tequila. That's the only thing that's going to fix that.
Yeah, you shouldn't deny yourself of a buzz. You know.
Don't deny yourself a buzz.
Even if it might not taste the best. You know,
I'm surprised there's not a Hazy Delight beer out there yet.
Oh.
Hey guys, Benj Clark here, your Santa Rosa rep.
Listen to that. Smooth.
I've left town, though, for the few days. It's my wife's birthday, so we've gone up to the Mendocino Coast to go hang out, Mendocino and Fort Bragg. It's really beautiful out here. It's I guess it's doubled for New England and lots of TV and movies and things. So, anyway, it's very beautiful. And, of course, we made a stop at North Coast Brewing, home of lots of good beers. Maybe most famously, though, for Old Rasputin.
Called it.
Said
it
first. They had a special Old Rasputin. It was the bourbon barrel-aged. Wow. That was fantastic. Mm. Very, very smooth. And very smooth. Bourbon-y. And lots of vanilla flavor. Lots of... you know, I don't know, other stuff, kind of some other spices going on, a little black licorice. Very good. I have a pretty big sweet tooth, but it's also pretty easily satisfied. So I didn't need a whole lot of it, and you don't need a whole lot of it.
You need a whole lot.
It's good stuff.
Drink more.
So
more drinking.
They also make Red Seal, which is one of my personal favorites. I know it's not like fancy or really even all that interesting, but it's one of those beers for me that, like, you know, if I were strutting into an old Western movie and, you know, going through them saloon doors swinging and spurs are jangling and barkeep, bring me a beer. You know, that's kind of the one, that's kind of what I'm hoping I get, you know. So I wonder if anybody else has a beer like that where it's, you know, when it's hot, throat's dusty, just like, I need something. I don't need the craziest, you know, 100 IBU IPA. I don't need bourbon barrel age Old Rasputin. I wonder what that is for
what?
Other folks. If anybody else has a beer like that.
What?
Newsworthy in Santa Rosa is Lagunitas Heineken is very, you know, it's practically at my back door. And they are coming out with at least two cannabis beers. They're not even like near beer. I think there's no alcohol at all. Some of these pot beers are like near beer with cannabis oil. I don't know if you guys have looked into this much or know much about it yet, but they've said they're coming out with at least two to be sold through dispensaries here in California. So be interesting to see if that takes off and who's into it, or if it's going to be, you know, something more niche. So anyway, that's it for me. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. It's Bench Clark, our Santa Rosa rep. This was, I think that was sort of the genesis of me starting the whole thing about whether I can buy the Heineken making that hop, basically like hop pot, hop water. Like whether I, whether it's okay to buy, buy out beer for somebody else because they ask you specifically for that beer. And, I don't know. It seems like Heineken's the only one that's, that's interesting. He says it's going to be only available in dispensaries. So they're going to sell it in dispensaries. I wouldn't, you know, I guess maybe legally that's what they have to do. So you can get, you can get beverages in dispensaries as well. I think that was all our email voicemails. Now we'll see if I can smoothly find our traditional voicemails. Like, wow, we have a surprising amount given we recorded early.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James from Bakersfield.
Wow, James.
I haven't called in a while, but just calling to check on you guys, see how everyone's doing.
All right.
Mikey, Nick, Matt, I hope all is well.
Louis kind of aggressive
really
right now.
My first official Perfect Four podcast get it with Mr. X Al Perro in San Diego.
That's a big one.
That went really awesome. It was really cool to hang out with that guy. He's a really cool guy. Got to hang out and have some beers and shoot the shit with him for the weekend, which was really cool. Really cool festivities going on for Stu's wedding all week. Got to hit up some cool breweries and spots while I was in San Diego. Calling in because I just listened to the last episode and I heard Nick mention a spot with a craft beer sandwich spot. We actually have one in Bakersfield.
Wow, Bakersfield.
They make some pretty killer sandwiches and have some kick-ass beer in there. Everything they do is like 16-ounce cans, so a ton of modern times. There's some
Fridge Mike
Stone stuff in there, a couple of the other craft breweries, I think Bravery, a couple of other people. And like lager-wise, if you want something light, they carry Firestone Lager and Founders Solid Gold. So they got a pretty good selection there and some pretty killer sandwiches. So that's a favorite place of mine to frequent for lunch, work lunches. So
work lunch.
Anyway, just called in to say hi.
You got a great job where you can have a beer at lunch.
Good work. Cheers.
Cheers. Wow. Well, Matt's having beer fridge problems. Thanks, James Bakersfield.
Goes to show, if you bitch about something long enough, it finally happens.
Yeah, there's two in the world, sandwich and beer shops.
Now I need to know what the meatball sub situation is.
Yeah. What's your meatball?
Or are we talking more of a ham and Swiss type of establishment?
Do you have a spaghetti policy here?
I love
What's your spaghetti policy? I don't know. I'll have to check with my manager.
Do you do open face sandwiches?
Do that.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's Single Cam.
What's up, Single Cam?
I'm not sure what happened to my voicemail.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I had a pretty good streak there without getting cut off, but I don't know what happened. Damn Google.
Yeah, damn Google.
Anyways, my main question was, I'm looking back the last 5 years of my life when I started drinking craft beer, and
don't do that.
It begs the question as we stand today, how far away from beer are we? I mean, when I first started out, there was pale ales, IPAs, porters, and stouts, and again, some of the other ones like Kolsch's and good stouts like that. But man, we're getting so far away. I feel from what we started at.
So far away.
I mean, we got milkshake IPAs, which, admittedly, I love them. They're delicious. But you got lactose.
Yeah,
you got vanilla bean, honey, fruit, all these different additives in the beers, and it's like, man, it makes me really wonder. Is this even beer anymore? I mean, obviously we call it craft beer, but to what point do we actually stand back and be like, damn, this has gone too far? Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes you wonder, I'm sure you guys have even wondered the same thing. It's like, you order a tropical milkshake IPA like I did this afternoon from Omni Brewing out of Maple Grove, which is a delicious beer. And it makes you wonder, it's like, damn, this doesn't even feel like beer. It's a great alcoholic drink, but is it beer? I mean, damn, it makes you really wonder, how far are we? I mean, are we over the halfway mark to all these different varieties of styles? I mean, what are you guys' thoughts? What do you think? Other than that, guys, keep up the good work. I will talk soon.
No, okay. We'll talk soon.
When is it you doing so much to a beer that it morphs into something else? It changes into something else.
I'm feeling it.
You feeling it?
That's why.
You think the milkshakes, like a heavy duty milkshake IPA, is like,
well,
it's in another level of different alcohol drink level.
Milkshakes. We could start with the hazies if we're getting off my lawn. Soapboxing
it. Get off my lawn. That's not beer.
I hate to sound like the grumpy old fart, but milkshakes, all these variants of what was a well-established solid beer, it makes me want these clean, crisp.
I feel like if you're still using
From the days of yore,
if you're still using malts, hops, yeast, then it's beer, right? If you're not, like, if you're
so once those three are no longer the first three ingredients in the recipe.
It's
is that what you're saying?
It's like, basically, I think what he's more asking is like, should we be making up a different alcoholic drink?
Just lump them in with alternative beverages?
Like cider. Like I guess the best example would be cider. So cider, a fermented beverage, like a beer is, but I don't consider cider a beer.
So are you thinking like,
but this is Smirnoff Ice territory? Ciders are certainly associated most closely with the beer.
So malt beverages then?
Maybe. Yeah.
Lump them in with Mike's Hard Lemonade and...
Maybe that's what we should be doing.
In the...
in our spare time, Seagram's. We should be categorizing different beers. But speaking of...
We have a new
beer on the show right now, donated to the show by the Florida, the Grand Poobah of Florida reps, Florida Steve, Mariana Trench Imperial Stout. We've had one before. This is our second time having a Mariana Trench, and it's going well.
Last time we had the Java.
Matt likes it. Nick, what are you thinking about this? Just straight up Mariana Trench.
I've got palate fatigue from the Cinnamon Toast Crunch beer.
Yeah, but this is chocolate and vanilla, so.
But they're not coming through like they should, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. I think I need to
have another cracker.
Have a cracker here. And a swig of a.
Have some slurp juice.
Mm-hmm. That'll clear your palate right up.
You'll figure it out. And speaking of Florida. A lot of Florida representation on the show.
Number Jose.
Number.
Two questions. Number one. So there I am.
Getting some propane, grilling. Fill up the propane tank.
Oh, it's not anyway, a beer.
propane?
I'll name a beer propane. I just can't help but wonder myself. Anytime I see a place that isn't a liquor store with a sign that says beer cave inside, I know right off the bat there will only be a handful of craft options.
Are we talking a white van with no windows?
So we automatically know Yingling will be there. Number two,
Budweiser here everywhere. Nevada
will have three lines of six packs. Usually, Sierra Nevada Pale, Tropical Torpedo, and Sidecar. Those are it. They never have anything else.
Sidecar's all over the place
They'll have, because I'm in the South Beach specifically, they'll have Sweetwater 420, which is not bad. I'll drink it. And if I'm, it's my go-to, you know, I'll drink the Blue Water 420 in the summer. It's delicious. But anyway, those aren't even on or in the beer cave. No, those are just on the door regularly, right next to the Mike Hard and Mike Harder lemonade stand.
Harder.
Devil Hard. Beer cave, what am I going to find? No doubt, I'm going to find Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors. I'm going to find Busch, Milwaukee Beef. You know, all that stuff that nobody drinks. That's why it's on there.
No 805?
Just chilling in the beer cave. So, two questions. Number one, do they even do beer caves over by you guys at a liquor store? And number two, most importantly, do you even bother going in the beer cave anymore?
Do you bother going in the beer cave?
I usually don't. This time I did. And let's just say, I was not surprised. Keep your macro beer cave to yourself.
Macro doors.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Macro cave.
Bye.
Bye. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. We do have lots of mini marts that have beer caves.
Yes, the fueling station
and
beer caves.
Many of them are full of Bud and Bud Light variants. We have the one, the Shell Maroa, does have, like, it has two, basically.
Dueling beer caves.
It has one on the right that has, it's just all craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it has one on the back, the left, that has, like, all the big 12ers and all that stuff. There's one in the Madera Ranchos that is, it's actually a good craft beer place, but the cave... The beer cave, as it's advertised, is mostly big beer. So a lot of these beer caves have just filled with big beer.
So, I mean, I have gone to Moroa Shell quite a few times, but the last time I was in a beer cave before that, we all have the Save Mart supermarkets, and they all have caves. You could, some of them let you in there, some say ask for assistance. I remember on Blackstone and Clinton, there used to be a Save Mart.
That was Albertsons.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And I remember going in there to purchase beer and many years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And that. I saw nothing I wanted out front, and there was a hole in the shelf, and I looked, and on the back stock shelf,
lager holes.
There was a six-pack of Bass. And
I need that.
Yeah, and so I walked into the cave, I picked up the six-pack, and I walked up to the register, and for some reason, it was not in the system. And so the guy looks at me, and he looks at the telephone, he looks at the line behind me, and he just goes, does $5.99 sound about right for this? And I go, yep. Yeah.
So, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So
that's a little high, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush.
It just miscellaneous $5.99. There you go. Have a nice day.
Yeah, hopefully he did all the proper tax buttons, because there's you got to enter in all the California redemption tax and all the other liquor tax.
I think I got charged normal tax. I don't know if it was anything else.
I hope he's not going to start getting investigated now.
That was his last day at the supermarket.
Man.
You took the 1 6-pack that the store clerk pulled out of the system and was going to take home later that night.
Probably almost 20 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He's like, early, this the Bass is going to taste
before
good.
Before you'd
2008.
We're going to defect this one out.
Defect it. This is the on defect.
Ciao, perfect boys. They're Pope.
Hey.
You guys from the Vatican.
Oh, yes. Cool.
I just want to call and wish you guys an early happy 4th of July.
The Vatican celebrates the 4th.
They loved America.
Just wanted to say it was awesome getting to see Bearded Brewer this weekend. Such a always
what?
A nice guy.
Who?
Thanks
what?
For the hookup on the slurp juice.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm excited. I'm going to try that on Bart 4th juice? Of July with some family. So see how well that goes. And wanted to pitch this out there. I know you guys do your end of the year awards.
I don't like it.
But considering we just hit the first 6 months.
Yeah, it's time to check in.
On what your
we don't make notes until November, so don't worry.
2018 has been so far. And those listening at home could call in and answer as well. Hopefully hear those over the next week to get some suggestions in case I haven't tried them. All right, gentlemen, keep doing what you're doing, and keep up the good work. Cheers.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Beer. So we're at the halfway mark.
Yeah.
We passed the halfway mark. What's your beer? Do you have a thought on beer of the year?
Bacon and eggs is my standout right now.
Ooh. Oh. Interesting.
As far as new beers that I've only had this year.
But it's new beers.
New beers.
It would have to be a hazy for me, I guess.
I don't know.
Something from Tioga?
All the things?
Yeah, Tioga, Fulton Street. Yeah.
Fulton Street. Right?
Yeah, that's been a solid beer release.
That was last year, though.
Did...
Yeah, we want new beers, yeah. Matt. Come on.
Then I have no answer.
Okay. Boo.
There you go.
Boo. No answer. Louis.
Louis's upset with
Louis,
that answer.
What's your beer the past 6 months, Louis?
Whatever you spill.
I don't care. Crackers.
I like crackers. Cracker, is that a beer?
Cracker ale.
Are crackers beer?
Cracker ale. All right. I want to hear... The Beer Pope wants to hear some answers next week from the voicemailers. What's the early
hey
beer
guys,
of the year?
I'm driving.
Oh my god!
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
SoCal people.
SoCal.
Yes, I'm a rapper. Part of the SoCal rapish.
Fresno native.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, I have a little rant.
Uh-oh.
What's the deal with breweries and cider companies calling beers and ciders rosé beers
man.
And ciders if there isn't any rosé wine in it? It's dumb.
Yeah.
Delicious. But it's a lie. It's a dirty, dirty lie.
I freaking love it.
I really don't like it because immediately when I think of a rosé blended cider, I'm thinking there's wine in it. And so I think it's very confusing to people who want to get those kinds of things, don't you think? I don't know. Well, I hope you had a great 4th of July, guys. Have a great day.
It I'm was driving. Great.
Hi, Scotty. Hi, Joe.
Oh, she gets some shout outs right at the end.
She got a little Copy reference in there, too.
Did a Copy. And now for the Copy's 10 day forecast. That's bullshit. They're like advertising that it's going to be like some sort of wine in there, and then it's not in there. This rosé thing. Have you noticed that? Has anyone come into the brewery and asked, like, do you guys have a wine rosé beer?
Oh, people ask us, do you only serve beer? They ask us all the time.
Like, you're in a brewery?
I'll get an 805. We only sell Tioga beers. So you don't have 805?
That's not, what that means, yes.
Not lately, no.
Not lately. Oh, we used to. Used to have the 805.
You just missed it.
Yeah. It turned out no one was ordering it. We got rid of it. You should have got here last week.
Well, so there is there's like a beer cider hybrid. You know, because technically you could put fruit juice in with beer and also ferment it out. But it's definitely a proportion. It has to be, you know, 51% beer and 49% something else. Same thing if you infused, like you made like a sake ale and stuff like that. So, I mean, it would make sense if the rosé beer or the rosé cider had some wine in it to give it characteristics. But I think it's just, generally, it's just characteristics that remind you of what rosé is known for, which... to me, it just does not sound like good wine. But what do I know about wine?
Pink beer.
Pink That's all it beer. Is. Boo. We don't like it.
Yeah. I blame glitter beer for this trend.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul.
I'm calling you. I've called you from this very same spot on Highway 80.
I love gold.
Before, because you often just get stopped completely dead. It's a great
what
spot,
else
though.
Is there to do but call the perfect
you're kind
car.
Of coming into Oakland, overpass, looking over the bay. You got a great view. the city and all kinds of fun stuff.
Been there.
Not the business 80. Not the Sacramento business.
Don't
80. Don't
get down on the business.
Not to be confused with. But I'm calling today to invite you guys and everybody to join me in a challenge.
All right.
On August 5th, that is 8-5, otherwise known as 8:05. At 8:05 in the morning and 8:05 in the evening, I am going to drink an 8:05. Firestone Walker, I think, should pay me for this idea.
Yes. Copyright.
But, you know, it's yours? A lot of polarization going on. Polarization between East Coast reps and West Coast reps. We've got polarization in our politics. Here is an idea, a challenge to bring us all together. So I invite everyone listening to join me on 8:05 at 8:05 a.m. and 8:05 p.m. to enjoy an 8:05. Fortunately, it's a Sunday, so a lot of people can get away with that.
Oh.
If you're a late sleeper, then set your alarm for 8 a.m. and have your 8:05.
What a coincidence.
Brush your teeth
near the bed and start your day right.
Yep.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work, and cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably just go by one, maybe two cases of 8:05, and we could just ship them out to everybody.
I think we found a reason to buy a pallet.
we've got a pallet.
Think of the savings.
Pallet of 8:05.
Think of the savings.
I have to admit, I had to buy a 12-pack of 8:05 for the producer because it was economically feasible for her beer for the rest of the week. I was like, I need to find a cheap way to get this woman some beer. I had to buy some 8:05, 12-pack 8:05. No problem.
No problem, bro. Did they deliver it to you?
No. Yeah. Hey, deliver me that 8:05. So I think it's a good idea that Paul has. Even though it's 8:05 beer, still got to do it.
All right.
Louis.
Mark your calendars.
God, Louis is on fire this episode.
I will not do the 8:05 a.m., but
I'll
probably participate in the 8:05 p.m. if I remember.
All right. So remember this, August 5th, people, write it down. Get it into your calendar. Open your Moleskine out. I have a Moleskine calendar, like a daily planner.
Oh, do you?
Yes. So I'll write it in.
There's probably a Moleskine app on your
I don't think there app is. Store. I don't think there is. Moleskine's not that techy. They want you to put stuff pin to paper. They want you to app
what?
It.
What? Who does that?
What? All right, Paul. Paul's got a good idea, everyone. And it's something everybody can do. That can get 8:05. I guess it feels like everyone can get 8:05 across the country, but I guess not. Start trading for 8:05.
Get your 8:05s in.
Hey guys, I'm calling. This is Greg from Escobar Talk, San Diego rep.
Or media celebrity.
I'm not sure if you have more than one now.
No. Calling on should, but Greg, for you were it.
Down here in San Diego. First of all, hit me up if you have time, and I'll join you for a pint or two.
SD Beer
but
Talk.
What I would say is definitely the haze craze goes to Abnormal, Pure, and Virgin. However, under the radar right now is Resident Brewing. They make the Chasing series, which is really amazing, like Chasing Galaxy, Chasing Citra, and so forth. But also Half Door Brewing is right just down the street from them, a couple of blocks, and I would also hit them up as well if you have a chance. They know how to utilize hops to the nth degree. They use at least a half to maybe even a quarter the amount of hops based off of cryo and other lupulin powder than other breweries do down here, because they are a much smaller brewery than most. However, one thing to look at is there a Padres game the day you're going to be here?
Is that their soccer game?
That's like their Zorro's
pretty
grizzly.
Damn busy. Also to note, Resident is inside the Local, which is a basically sportsy bar, so you can also get your cocktails, wine, wings, things of that nature when you're at Resident. To the Local. So, hope that helps. Scotty B, and maybe I'll see you later.
Ooh,
keep up the good work, guys.
I'd like to see Scotty B hooking up with Greg. Keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys. SD Beer Talk on social media, and the fireworks are booming outside, even though 4th of July was last Wednesday.
That's amazing.
That's weird. Weird, weird, wacky stuff.
I've only come here to drink beer and blow shit up.
I'm calling in with a public service announcement. Actually, here's what I have to say. I want to know if people agree with me.
Chew is so sick. I'm enjoying
a Brewery West beer. It's a... I've noticed all the beers in Maine calls, they're hazy IPAs, okay? So I buy them. They're juicy. They're delicious. I'm burping it right now. It's a good beer, Holmes. I'm not going to lie to you. All the beers I have from them are good and tasty and juicy. But here's my thing, Holmes. Like, for instance, I'm having this one that's called Far Really. Far Really. So,
Far Really?
Brewery West, if you're listening, this beer is delicious and it's good. But honestly, Holmes, they all taste the same. They feel like they do. I haven't had anything different. All of them look, the cans are different, Holmes, but the beer seems to be the same thing. There's nothing that really stands out. So my question to the listeners and you guys, hazy IPAs, they're all the same fucking thing. Like, if I have a West Coast IPA, Holmes, I can tell the difference. Some are piney, some are more tropical, some are citrus, but there's always something that makes them stand out from each other. Hazy IPAs, this time it tastes the fucking same. It's just different colors, what have you. But for reals,
for really,
make something different, man. Pineapple or something, Holmes. Guava or something. It just feels like you're pouring the same beer in a different can with a different label, with just different hops. I understand that's what you do, but man, make them fucking stand out. It's like I'm wasting money just for the same fucking beer. It's like Pizza Port selling me Surf Stop, Wicked Weeds, and whatever pale ale they make in a different can, just with a different hot holes. All those three beers have a different, distinct flavor that makes you enjoy them. So stop with the fucking haziness and start making some fucking real beers.
Ooh.
That's about it. That's my public service announcement. Let me know what you think. I have to watch. Peace out.
She's on board with you, Nick.
He's feeling it too.
He's done with hazies.
Done. Dunzo.
Done with hazies.
Make real beer. Make beer clear again.
What? What was that?
Make beer clear again.
Chew. Where'd you go? Wait, I think that's three.
Oh. Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving!
Daddy,
so, yeah, I hope I get this voicemail in time to
Yeah, I think you did.
And there was something you guys said concerning me or asking me or something about me. And
we had to make
I
a
can't
beer.
Remember what it was. I'm going to have to listen to the show
You're the R&D brewer for all of Fresno.
I can't remember. But that's what it was. A show or two back, Janine from Colin and Janine, they were commenting how they're not really big Oscar Blues fans, which to each their own. That's fine. If you don't have taste, that's no big deal. I still think you're great. No, just kidding. You have taste. But anyway, about the Wee Heavy. Was it the Wee Heavy? Yeah, the Wee Heavy. So she said it wasn't very wee. Well, a Wee Heavy is supposed to be
not
strong.
Enough wee.
That's the old chub. You gotta love old chub in the can. Who doesn't love old chub in the can?
Yeah, really.
That is some good stuff right there. But anyway, yeah, Wee Heavy is a strong Scotch ale. Very strong. Very sweet. That's just the way it is. And old chub is a very, very good example of that style. And I can't really think of any commercial brewery that even makes that style. Maybe there are some other ones that make it, but I can't think of anybody that makes it. But it's very well done. Oh, yeah, I know Riley's made one. They made a Kilty is Charged, which is also an awesome example of that style.
Interesting.
But, yeah, that's all I can really think of. I know there's something else. But, yeah, they don't like Oscar Blues. That's fine. You don't have to like it. That's fine. I don't think any less
I think Scotty B's a little hurt.
I think so.
Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Daddy B. That. Riley's Kiltiest Charge. I got a friend from work. He keeps saying, like, hey, have you tried it yet? The Kiltiest Charge?
Oh, no.
It's like, no.
Hey, you like craft beer.
It's kind of, no, it's like, he's loving it, dude. Apparently, that's a good Scotch ale, that Kiltiest Charge.
Who has friends?
Well, I say friends. He probably doesn't think of me as friends. I think of him as friends.
You're my friend.
He's like, what? He called me a friend? Weirdo. What a weirdo that Mikey is.
Hey, Perfect Four. It is Hoppy Libations, and can you hear me? Because I'm drinking.
Emailing and drinking.
Actually, it was really nice to know that I still had an episode to listen to, because hashtag depression sucks.
What?
So yeah, you guys brightened my day. It was great.
Yay, we brightened.
I have to talk about the rep-off. Because
the rep off.
I waited
rep
a week. Off.
Hashtag rep off.
I got my R-E-P stuff in. And, you know, props to two. That was awesome. But seriously, we need to seriously reconsider those rules.
Uh-oh.
And go back to the drawing board on that.
Uh-oh.
You know, with Lumber Jose traveling and me on my retreat. And granted, a lot of people are making fun of me about my retreat.
And who did that?
He pissed a couple people off.
Who did that?
Because all of a sudden we're disappeared for like 4 hours, and we're like, we're out drinking.
Because we're having
because
fun.
We had shit to do. So.
Yeah, sorry, I got shit to do.
I got to bring the.
What happened to you guys?
You know, I got to bring it.
Fucking drink.
So, props to Kelly Hoosecraft and the Fontana Gym and Chew Your Beer. And props to my guys, Lumber Jose, and Florida Steve, and D-Lang. Dude, I love the fact that you stepped up.
Tag team.
We got screwed over.
Oh.
But that's all right. It was all a wash. So, I look forward to the next rep-off. It was great. I'm going to continue drinking.
Good.
And y'all are
good.
Awesome.
Keep doing it.
You make me happy.
Yay.
So, guys!
Nailed it!
Nailed it!
Guys!
Oh, did you plan that?
Yeah, it's not as fun when I plan it.
Oh, man. It felt like it. I could feel it.
You feel, look! You,
I could tell.
Look at a good ear. That's a musician right there. Mm. You could tell.
Oh, that, that's now we've hit a new low.
I didn't do that one.
She called me up and left me a voicemail.
Just the final chord.
No,
one chord. I think it was even like half the chord.
Name this tune in one chord.
The one string note. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for all the content, and thanks for chiming in on the show. All the voicemails. So it's so nice and so lovely of everyone to do. And I just enjoy hearing across the country what everyone's up to. And everyone seems to have the similar trouble, similar joys and trouble.
It's like we're all getting it all at the one same time.
Yep.
Looking out for beers, looking out for. Looking out for beers.
Beer releases. Beers get released every week.
What?
Breweries, they love to release beers because they know us beer geeks, that's all we care about is the new release.
We will take your money.
Hey, look, we have a full board of 10 beers, or core beers. What do you want? What else is there? What else do you have? Do you have something new? Do you have something in the back you're not pulling out yet? Remember when albums were a thing, and or you know, CDs? I remember on there would be like an important album coming out. You know, you'd wait there on Monday nights at midnight. So if it was a big enough album, like a Tower Records would have a sale at midnight, you could buy the album, like the new Metallica, the new Van Halen, new
Tuesday
Metallica.
Was the drop day.
And I remember going into, oh man, can't believe I'm going to say this. I remember in Lakewood, California, in Long Beach, and there was a new, I think it was Huey Lewis 4.
Yes.
And I went into, and it was on the Monday, and I went to whatever the mall record place
Sam
was.
Sam Goody.
It was probably Sam Goody. And I went in there. I was like, hey, man.
Hey.
You got that Huey Lewis 4? And the guy's like, yeah, I got it. I'm like, oh! He's like, yeah, it's in the back. He had it in the back. This is like 7 o'clock at night on the Monday before. He has the Huey Lewis's new 4 album in the back.
The shipment just dropped, bro.
And I was like,
5 hours ahead of time.
I was like, oh, man. Oh, can we get that? Is there any way I could get that? He's like, no, I can't do that, man. So I was like, I went away bummed and disappointed from the Sam Goody that I couldn't get the new Huey Lewis album until Tuesday. I had to wait till Tuesday morning.
5 more hours.
Oh, man. That was tough. Wow.
And then you were the first guy in line.
He's throwing up those metal roll doors in the mall.
And then he just shakes
his
head.
He's like, what are you doing here?
Shit.
You're the guy from last night. Yeah, man. You got that 4 out? I think so, I guess. I'm just like, woo, can't believe no one's here yet.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, bro. I know. So, Matt, what are you looking out for? Other than the new 4 album, the new Huey album.
If only we could go back.
So, from Great Divide, I'm looking out for their Hazy IPA. It was both a descriptor and a label. They showed a label. It kind of had some cool, it was gray with some cool color, like red, green, blue colors on it. And it had a picture of a van. It looked like the old Ford vans, but
the Econo lines.
Like, yeah, like 60s, 50, early 60s. Yeah, yeah. It had the bug flat eyes up front. Mm-hmm. And, yep. And had one of those labels. So I was like, that's pretty cool. I'm like, I don't care for Fords, but that was an iconic van. Made it to a label.
I don't care for you.
But it's known for having Citra, Mosaic, and El Dorado hops, which is a good combination of hops to put into a beer. And I can't say that we've had much Great Divide outside of the Yeti series. So mm-hmm. I would like to know what they do with a hoppy beer.
What'd you do?
No. You guys make other beer?
Do you guys know how to use hops? I don't think you
What's
do.
Your lager situation?
If anybody probably makes a scotch ale, it's probably them. But this is not what we're looking for. And then I don't know who we can pull for this beer, but maybe Florida. But there's a brewery in Atlanta, Georgia called Red Brick Brewing. And they have a beer called In Bloom. It has a flower on it.
Uh-oh.
And
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
They
yeah, that's all I heard when I heard In Bloom was Nirvana.
But they...
Are you going to Rage In Bloom?
It's an IPA that they released. But it has the two new hops that are gaining street cred.
Uh-oh. What are
these? Which the first one is Kashmir.
Kashmir. Led Zeppelin.
And Enigma.
Zeppelin 4 side 2.
Which we just had Slurp Juice, which had Enigma in it.
Oh.
Matt from Florida Brewing, he made an Enigma. But like Kashmir and Enigma have been two hops that have been featured together in a few beers I've come across.
Wow. Look out for Kashmir and Enigma.
But it's Kashmir, Mosaic, Citra, and Enigma. So I think it's going to be good and dank all at the same time. Oh,
there's your new hop. You heard it here first on the Perfect Pour. There's your new hop.
Hot hops.
Hot hop combo.
Hot couple right there. So, I mean, I don't know.
Hop.
Looking at things geographically, I don't know how big their footprint is. They seem like a very small brewery. But
Nano.
This is small.
Is there a smaller brewery around here?
You guys got anything smaller?
So, I don't think...
Looking for like a quarter barrel brewery.
Nano brewery.
I don't, because we don't have anybody in Alabama, Tennessee, or South Carolina, or North Carolina.
Heathisms is in the Carolinas.
Is he? Well, maybe.
Carolina rep.
Maybe.
Keith. Yep, Keith DeBonzo.
Maybe he is close enough. I don't know if the Virginia guys are within spitting distance of getting a hold of that beer. I just don't know. That math, maybe the Carolinas or Florida, maybe they're our only hope, but I doubt it would be on their shelf. I don't know.
Obi-Wan.
I want to know what it's all about. So, what am I looking out for?
Looking out for us. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Oh, sorry, I got to go back.
Oh, what? It will.
That's why I have a nifty little satin bookmark attached to my moleskin. Get right back to where I need to be. Okay, this is a looking out for in that I'm looking out for sitting at a bar and hearing somebody order this beer.
You want to hear it ordered.
I want to hear somebody order the Conky Dong from Hoof-Hearted.
Hoof-Hearted.
Conky Dong.
Conky Dong.
Conky Dong.
What style is it?
It's an IPA.
Yes.
8%er. Oh, so it's probably.
I'm looking out for it too, then.
Double. It's a double.
Dupe that out.
And thanks to Florida Steve, I am now looking out for Two Henry's Brewing Roasted Jalapeno Blueberry Porter.
What? Okay. A lot of things.
What more do you need?
Blueberries should not be in many things, yeah. And they shouldn't be in things with peppers.
A blueberry sounds wrong.
Yeah, I wish it was more of a blackberry.
What about a schnozberry?
Schnozberry, that was my next guess. Schnozberries.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember what flavor it was. We had a jalapeno jam when we were at the coast. It might have been raspberry. It was really good. You take the jalapeno jam and cream cheese and put it on a cracker.
Ooh, that does sound freaking good.
That sounds so good. So I want to see what roasted jalapeno blueberry porter tastes like. I'm not saying it's going to taste like cream cheese in a cracker. That's not where I'm going with that.
I would hope, but you know.
But I'm saying we've had spicy jams before, and it's pretty nice. Spicy
jams.
And it was your jam.
It was my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Jams. We just got jammed.
Jimmy Jans, Jimmy Joe.
Traditional Japanese breakfast.
Is all you looking at for?
Oh, yes.
Humbles. I'm looking out for a collab beer.
Uh-oh.
Humble Sea and Thames Cow Beer. Pool Noodle. It's a hazy IPA. Poolside IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you laughed. Ah. You knew it had to be a hazy name.
I just didn't even see it coming.
Oh, the pool noodles. They're everything. Pool noodle. It's the first time I've seen that named as a beer. It's genius.
Does it come in a pool noodle?
Sure.
Because the centers of those are hollow, right?
Yeah.
So why
you
not?
You could beer bong with beer a pool bong. Noodle. I'm sure that's possible.
Free with purchase. One pool noodle.
One pool noodle. Yeah, they should market that with a pool noodle. New Sacramento area's new glory, the Citramon Pale.
Citramon.
That's all I need to know. It's new glory. It's the pale and Citra. I'm on it. I'm buying it. One of Chew Your Beer's favorites, Novo Brazil, Toucan. You want to play on the words. IPA, it's a 16 ounce. It's got Mosaic, Citra, Helve melon. How do you say it, Matt?
You butchered it. I'm not even going to try it now.
Hevel melon. Hevel? So what do you guys think of melon hops? Like melon, give melon characteristics in the beer. How are you with melon characteristics?
Not too crazy about them.
No. I was going to say no.
No.
I agree.
But it seems like they're kind of popular this year, these melon-esque hops.
Get out of here, cantaloupe.
Yeah. What the hell's a honeydew?
I'm not a fan of melons either. Just
worthless.
Saying. Whoa, worthless.
Worthless.
Woo, shots fired.
Flavored water.
I hope but there's don't no you melon like watermelons?
They're okay.
Untapped. It's an app. Lots of beer geeks use it. A lot of beer people use it.
First I've heard of it.
Never heard of it. What is this? You know, you can check in your beers. You're in a safe zone or amongst other fellow beer drinkers. You can speak your mind and check into all the beers you want. Nobody's going to call you a drunk. Okay. Matt, what have you been caught drinking this week?
I was hanging out with some friends last night, and we decided to have one more beer.
Yeah, and just one more.
I looked up to the board and I said, I'll have a Sierra Nevada Pale. And good old Saul looks at me and he's just like, why don't you just get a Torpedo? It's the same price.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, get ripped.
And I was like, yeah, I'll go from 4.5 to 7. Why not? It's the last beer of the night. And so I sipped on one of those. Then I picked up a 6-pack. I was looking for Critical Band, which I did not come across. But I did come across the Summer Ale from...
Heard it in Melbourne, bro.
I went to Victory. I went there in search of Critical Band, but I ended up walking out with Port Brewing's Summer Ale, which is a very good beer.
Oh, I saw that out.
It's their Summer IPA, but it is hoppy. It's crisp. It's a little bitter. You can see through it. In these bright blue cans, it is
see-through. Everything. What good is that?
It's everything you need it to be.
That's not going to block the light in my fish tank.
I continued my summer trend with Summer Vibes from Tioga Sequoia. While I was at said Spokeasy, they did have Critical Band, so I had one of those. Also enjoyed a Zorro Lager. It was quite hot in the day, and that was very nice. And then I've been drinking this Slurp Juice.
Slurp Juice. It's good. It's a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. By the way, I don't think we have announced that one beer we have, the Dark Helmet.
So from Westbrook Brewing Company, we have Dark Helmet, a black lager, 5.5%. May the Schwartz be with you.
And also with you.
So,
who's that from?
Westbrook.
Or who donated it?
Oh, this is from XL Perro.
Man, lots of XL Perro beers.
His have just come up in rotation this evening.
he's maybe our heaviest donator, so it's a good chance.
What about XL. You, Mikey? What have you been drinking?
What about me? What have I been drinking? Very quiet week, as I've been having lately. I did have a 4-pack of Critical Band from the Herndon and Milburn Save Mart. I was like, I wasn't planning on getting myself any beer. And I was like, oh, they have Critical Band? Like, let me check. Is this last year's Critical Band?
Yeah.
And it was a recent date. It checked out. So I went ahead.
Within 30.
Yep. I went ahead and did it.
We can hear that.
Big Nick. Big feet.
So and then I finished off my 12-pack of General Sherman IPAs.
Mm.
That's what I did this week. That was my drinking. I think I had an Orderville as well.
Had I known, I probably would have brought you some more.
I can always drink more. Don't you worry. I'll help you out. Yeah, as a favor to you, Matt, I will drink some more Tioga Square General Sherman IPAs.
Drink the Sherman.
You just got LMK, bro.
Huh?
LMK.
No. Acronyms.
What?
Nick, what have you been drinking?
I did my job and I used Untappd this weekend.
Look at you.
Totally ignored.
Upped your unique count. Your unique count is going through the roof now.
It is hitting new levels. New PRs.
There's more uniques.
So we did a... Fruitlands, passion fruit, and guava goza.
Mm.
Ooh, my.
Was it sour or was it tart?
It was more tart. It was nice.
More tart.
One nice warm summer evening drinking beer. Mm.
All right.
That was at Gazebo Gardens. I saw the legendary Shana. She was beer tending.
Oh, Shano, yeah, part guess, of the taco party.
I guess that's a new thing.
Shano.
Well, either that or she was just bored and wanted something to do.
Yeah.
Also out there is the King Harbor's Lucy Floss, which is the Pink Boots Society beer they did.
Okay, cool.
It was a pale ale, which was nice, but it had hibiscus in it.
Gotta get that hibiscus in
it. I don't either. They didn't use enough.
Brewers love hibiscus.
Like, they should have went all in or just a hint of it there. Mm. Where it was at in the beer, I didn't.
Gotcha.
Didn't quite sit well with it. I see what they're doing. I see what you're doing.
I see what you're doing. A little off, but I see what you're doing. That's cool.
Found some Woods and Waters Maine Beer Company at the Whole Foods.
Oh, that's a new beer for us here.
It's very good.
I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, it does.
Interesting.
They have, three different Maine Beer Company beers at Whole Foods right now.
Uh-huh. What's the third? I know there's Lunch.
Yeah, there's Lunch. There's this Woods and Waters. I think it's called another IPA. I think that's the actual name of it.
Could be it.
I picked that one up. I have yet to try it, though. Give me Maine Beer Co.
What else were you drinking this week?
And then Slow Mo IPA from Knee Deep, which is their all mosaic IPA.
All mosaic on mosaic.
That was cans. That was a sixer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Cans.
Cans. Oh, and then a Westwoods. Got some barbecue. They had Hazy Little Thing on tap.
Nice.
From Sierra's.
Did they have a Southgate on tap?
They did.
What was it?
It was not what I wanted. It was either a blonde.
It was a beer.
Gold Digging Blonde?
It was either Gold Digging Blonde.
I bet it was that.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
They got to make money.
They got to sell it.
The restaurant has to make money. Big deal.
And what was... Oh, Firestone Lager was also on tap.
Whoa.
Oh, crap. I'm trying to picture the menu going, nope, nope, nope. Okay, hazy little thing it is. This'll do.
Is that all you've been drinking this week?
That's, we'll call it good there.
That's good? You sure?
I don't want to cut you off.
I don't want to cut you off, but I did it. I want to do it, but I did it. Thanks, Paul from Fairfax. And wow, cheers to our golden gods every week. It's highly appreciated from our golden gods. Nobody new this week, but that's fine because we still got all the same cool people. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to be a golden god and have all the access to all the things. And so big cheers to that. Cheers to Foggy_memories_beer. And if you go to foggymemoriesbeer.com, you got his blog. So cheers there. Cheers to thebeerhive.co on Instagram. Just cheers to everybody that shares the show. If you're out there sharing and talking about the show, that's huge for us. Always helps. Always appreciated. So thank you guys. Thank you everybody that supports the show every week. Matt, you got some cheers.
Yes. Cheers out to the Beer Pope. Thank you for dropping off some things.
Yeah.
Then, even though we didn't get to open it, cheers out to Matt Font. Your Enigma is good. I got to finally try it.
It's a lot of buzz. We could still open it. You want to open it right now?
Save it for your...
We going to do it right now.
I can bring more next week.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Mine.
No, it's mine now.
Mine.
Cheers out to Aaron and Jason, a couple of friends. We were all hanging out the other night.
Cool bros, just hanging out.
Talking the things, drinking the beers.
Cool bros, just hanging out, right, guys?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, it was a good night.
All right. Cheers to that. Nick?
Also, cheers to the Beer Hive. They found me on Untappd.
Mm-hmm.
If I haven't cheersed them...
Thebeerhive.co.
The Beer Hive. Arthur ECV58. Torched and Tapped.
Whoa. That sounds rude.
Wild. Mexican Beer Cano. Cheers to Pine and Palm. New summer hours.
What are these hours?
They are open Wednesday through Saturday from here
on out.
Regular weekend.
Do you think Roger's going to quit his day job at any point here? What? Oh, wait. I think I didn't know that.
Are you making this up?
So, are you guys enjoying how Roger quit his day job?
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
That we totally knew about?
Totally. And cheers to KMG.
KMG.
Local beer drinker here in Fresno.
KMJ, conservative KMJ, talk show right. Hosts.
Yes.
Radio.
Chris Daniel, please come drink beer with us.
Yeah. Show us how it's done, Chris Daniel. So cheers. Cheers to all those people. And thank you, everyone, for listening this week and hanging out with us every week. It's truly appreciated. This show is just as for you as much as it is for anyone. So thank you guys for shaping the show and helping with the content and sharing it. It's great. Fun week. Holiday week next week. Back to normal. Back to 5-hour episodes next week. Don't worry. All 5. So be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And perfectpourpod.com is the website to go to. Matt is BeardedBrewer87. Nick is TheNick80.
Yes.
And I am Mikey Top Pour. Those are all our social media and Untappd handles. See you out there next week. Hey, guys! I'm still drinking!